Hello, this is Brennan.
Hey, Brennan, this is John with Local Splash.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. It looks like you called in while I was out during our lunch hour today, and also looks like you called earlier in the week, too. You spoke with my representative, Joyce?
Yeah.
Okay. How can I help? What's going on?
So I talked with my dad about everything, and he wasn't super interested in having two subscriptions at for the time being. So I was calling to cancel. I know I got 3 days to cancel and get a refund, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm looking to go forward with.
Okay, let me see what we can do here. It looks like, I don't know why they didn't just try to process that for you. Usually there is a 3-day right of rescission period on any account. Okay. And I remember you guys, when I talked to you, you said you guys are doing Home Advisor by Andy.
Yeah. We might, after our 3-month subscription is up, we might come give you guys a try. Like I said, we tried a couple other things.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to get, I guess, too far in right now, which is, I think a smart game.
Yeah,
plan,
no, so. I hear you. It's just, what'll happen though is they'll like suspend the Google Business profile, and then it's really difficult to get that uplifted. Once it's suspended, we have to reactivate it, and that's usually a 10-day process just with the Google headquarters, not counting everything else. So it makes it really hard for them to even just find you by name, even, it almost hides the profile or has a retroactive effect. But let me see what we can do here. Hold on. Invoice. Where'd you go? There it is. Oh, the 902 Doorstream PIN verification letter has been sent out. Okay. Shit. Facebook, that's good. Nothing. That's what they'll need. Crap. I'm trying to process the refund, and it's not letting me. It says that they purchased a domain. Purchased mockmugrating.com. It's purchased during your client interview with Spencer. Oh, you already did the client interview?
But I didn't have anything finished yet. I mean, my profile isn't even close to being done yet.
No, I know, but they purchased a domain name for your website during your client interview. Shit.
I never even confirmed. They're still trying to get me to... I got an email yesterday saying that I needed to indicate my signature. They're indicating my signature was needed.
Well, a signature is always needed for a Google verification, but that are not Google verification for your subscription terms. That's just agreeing to the service agreement, but that's not when we start working on it. We start working on everything right away. We try to get everything up and running as fastly as possible. So usually if a client hands us a card, that's already them saying, hey, I'm agreeing to commit to it, and then they put that money towards it. It's a month-to-month service. You're not contractually binded. That service agreement is just to have a outline of everything that we're doing for you for the price. But even in there, it tells you that, the money, how the money's being spent.
Yeah.
And, shit. The only thing that it was showing available is the money that would go towards Facebook ads. That's like $100. I see why she didn't just give it to you. Because usually if you call customer service within 30 days and nothing's done, they can just refund it. I didn't understand why they kept dashing me on the account. It was really weird. I was like, okay, if a client doesn't want to stick with us, you know, what's the problem?
Yeah.
But this mockmagrading.com has already been bought, and they won't let us. Let me see what I can do. Oh, man. Let me ask Christian. We can offer you a partial for the Facebook ads.
Well, I thought buying the domain was only $99.
But yeah, I feel like also they request like verification at point of sale too. And it looks like your Google Business page was suspended at one point too, and they requested to uplift it. Did you try to do some Google advertising before in the past?
Not that I remember. I don't think so.
Did your dad?
It wouldn't have been from Mark McGrading. Like, so we've only even been a thing since the fall of 2024.
Oh, yeah, that's right. October,
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I tried to call as soon as I could because I saw in one of y'all's things it said we had 3 business days to...
Yeah, usually the service agreement, they say that in writing, you have a 3-day right of rescission, but once a purchase is made, it kind of nullifies the rescission period. So you like paying for it and then going through the client interview process and completing it, they already start, it's basically like a forfeiture of the right of rescission period. Because it's not like we're a company that pockets that money. We're actually partnered with Google. So like the money goes into the products and features, like your site, your Facebook ads. That money goes directly into what it costs to get the clicks for the Facebook ads. And then the $199, a lot of that goes to Google getting the verification process done. Like, you have to actually pay an agent at the Google headquarters in order for him to process your Google business profile on suspension and then verification in a timely manner. Otherwise, they don't even jump on it, you know? So it gets broken down that way. Us as an agency, I mean, Google pays us, but we don't actually make money from the accounts. We do the hosting and overseeing for it just to make sure it's working, and that way you guys keep using it every month. You know, Google benefits from that. Is there any resolution I can make to you as far as maybe, like, extending the billing out for you, like giving you... I can add like an extra 2 weeks to the bill for you guys, so that way, you know, you're getting a significant return on investment, or you have more time to generate return on investment before the next bill rolls around. I can always do that, and I can apply a extra $50 credit into the Facebook ads, so that way you get $150 out of Facebook ads, and then maybe evaluate it at the end of that period on February
28th. No, I just want to get out.
You just want to get out of it? Okay. Well, I could cancel it and, like, stop all future billings, but the only thing they'd be able to offer would be, like, as far as, like, a financial refund would be the Facebook ads. Sign them up on the 14th. Let's see what Chris... Yeah, that's all they're offering right now is, okay, we haven't exhausted a penny into your Facebook ads. But they do that just because, you know, it would, I mean, imagine if we, every guy we signed up, that something like that happened. You know what I mean? And you start dispersing the funds, and then it's like we end up literally losing money on the account. So they document all this stuff, and they put it in writing, too, also to protect us on our end. And then that's why we also do, like, those voice verifications before we run your payment, and, you know, client interview processes. So it's like if there's any change of heart, usually... we'd want to catch them, like, before we complete the client interview process and start actually using the funds.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I was going to do it at least for a month and just try it out. But once I found out all the stuff I got to do in terms of even getting verified, and then it said you might see results in 45 to 60 days, I was like, man, I'm going to have to do all this.
What?
All these steps to
You're talking about that form. It doesn't take that long. It's we're prone to, like, we're partnered with Google, right? And they record our conversations, but we're prone to, like, under-promise to you and over-deliver. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, if we tell you, hey, it's going to take you 30 days, that's just a buffer on our end, because there are parts of it that require you being proactive in the sense of, like, obviously we do need that paperwork from you, right? You got to fill out that form and send it in. If you're a guy that just keeps putting it off and then you call us and you're like, hey, what the heck's going on? You said it'd take this long. Well, that's how long it takes us if you're not cooperating at all. You know what I mean? Yeah. In order for us to bypass you not cooperating or being responsive, like sometimes we have guys that are like 75 years old, you know, they just can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to.
So, what's the most you'll refund me?
They can do the 100, but you're telling me like the only thing that's really holding you back was like you didn't want to fill out the verification form and go through that verification process just to get it up and running? Because, like, if you sit down with your dad, Brennan, at the end of the month, right, let's say I push it to the 28th. If you sit down on the 28th and you go, hey, look, I spent $2.99 on this Google advertising, these Facebook ads with this Google partner company, and I spent X amount of dollars with Home Advisor by Angie's, you're going to have a pretty definitive answer from the return on investment of what's going to be best for you guys as a long-term marketing solution. I don't think you're going to be doing pay-per-lead forever. And I feel like that was already the approach that we were taking when I signed you up, because I obviously got you a platinum package at half price when I signed you up, right?
Yeah.
So I was kind of going into it with the intent of like, let me get this guy's foot in the door, because I'm pretty sure if you see the difference, it sells itself to you. Like Home Advisor by Angie's gets their leads from Google anyway. So we're basically cutting out your middleman, listing your business independently on the first page and putting it in a position for people to be able to call you directly as a live call without subjecting yourself to these lead fees for leads that are going to three or four other guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then not to mention the long-term benefits of being a Google Verified contractor, you know, building up those reviews, building up the website. Those are things that'll stick with you even if you do decide to leave us later in the future. You know, we're building things that actually will stick. It's not like Home Advisor by Angie's where, you know, you could build up 50 reviews on there, but if you decide that you don't want to keep paying for their leads or using their service, it all disappears.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? These are like your long-term listings. So you're not like binded to us forever, but there's a huge benefit into all the work and the things that we're building for you content-wise and credibility-wise over the next 4 weeks, you know. Well, 6 weeks now. So, I mean, I know it's month to month. You don't have to continue to stick with us, but just to maximize, like, your return on investment from it, I mean, it's like, hey, I can reimburse $100 or I could stick with it, and then you have these online listings for the business. You have a domain name for your website. You have all these extra things that, you know, you'll still be able to take with you. If you didn't want to continue to use our service, obviously we're going to do everything we can to earn your business long term so you keep using it and try to generate as many leads as possible. But, you know, if you decide to leave it, you know, you have those things, and obviously you could take that to another provider if you want or something like that to try to get some hosting. But I'm telling you, that local listing, it's been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 17 years. I don't see how you get up there and you decide, nah, I'd rather keep buying these leads from a third-party reseller that's using it to get the leads in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If you're open to that.
Yeah, I just don't want to be paying for two subscriptions, and we already have Angie's for the next couple months. And, I mean, so far it's been, I mean, we haven't had that long. It's been all right. But
yeah,
he didn't have any interest in having two subscriptions. And, I mean, you know, we're business partners at the end of the day. I'm not really trying to.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's not a contract. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. It's still month to month. If you guys decide that you don't want to do it, you know, on the before the 28th, just contact us and, you know, I mean, we could part ways and cancel it, but I would 10 out of 10 recommend, like, let us build the website, let us get you Google verified and get you through that process. It's a difficult and lengthy process, and you're going to need it in order for people to even just be able to look up Mokma Grading and see you exist. Like, even if I'm a homeowner and I wanted to hire you, I found you on Home Advisor, I'm still going to want to look you up. I'm still going to see your site, see your reviews, see that you're a real company that's done stuff before I trust you with my property. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's huge credibility factors. Like that Google verification form, you say you don't want to fill it out and go through that, but it's like once you go through that once, you never have to do it again until you like discontinue or relocate to another area or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the thing is my sister, she does she does something with marketing, but she said she would make us a website for free, so I'm not really concerned with the website side of things.
Yeah, well, we got the domain for you, mockmcgrading.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, let's go ahead and get the $100 refund, and then we'll be done with it.
Okay. I'll put in the request to refund the $100, and then I'll send a cancellation confirmation to you, so that way you don't have to worry about, you know, the next bill coming through or anything like that. So, and then
okay, thanks.
I'll ask them to at least release this domain, and let me see if we could just get the domain released. Usually upon cancellation, they try to charge for the domain release, but I'll see what I can do on that part. All right. Well,
all right.
I'm going to message Chris. Look out for that confirmation. We'll send it over to you shortly, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.